Good cheer has been associated with happy faces, holidays, hospitality, and plentiful food and drink since medieval times. In the Roaring Twenties, cheers also became a drinking toast in conjunction with the clinking of glasses. Tea was first described as the cup that cheers but not inebriates in an 18th century medical article. The writer argued that tea comes from nature and is healthy, unlike fermented liquors. Tea drinking was first important to England from China during the 17th century, and aristocratic ladies took after-dinner tea in their homes. The Duchess of Bedford is credited with introducing English afternoon tea in the 1840s, after experiencing a sinking feeling between meals. Spiced with scandal and gossip, afternoon tea became a cornerstone of English social life. The beverage became the nation's favourite brew when more affordable tea was cultivated in India. Americans developed a preference for iced tea, which made its debut at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. A few years later, the tea bag was discovered accidentally by a New York merchant. He sent out samples of his blends in silk muslin bags and found they were being used to brew the tea without the mess of tea leaves. Whether you drink tea, coffee, wine, beer, or something stronger, we wish you cheers. Before you leave the Cheers Gallery, look into the Toby Jugs cabinet and you'll see a Royal Doulton character jug of Merlin the Magician. This was the first piece that Arthur Weiner bought on a trip to London in 1965. Merlin certainly cast a spell on Arthur, as he has created a world-class collection for WModa.